Hey, what do you know? It's a live audience. You're listening to You Look Nice Today. I'm Adam. We did a show live in front of an audience of friends and strangers at the Central Cinema in Seattle. It's part of our Northwest mega tour with Monsters of Podcasting, which includes us and our friends Jordan, Jesse, Go. It's presented to you here in a very special enhanced podcast, meaning you'll be hearing my voice from time to time explaining what may or may not be happening on stage and why people are laughing or not laughing. Enjoy.
You Look Nice Today, a journal of emotional hygiene.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for coming. My name is Scott.
So Scott Simpson has come out on stage, and he seems to be carrying a baby wrapped in a blanket.
Thank you. There was a little bit of a babysitting mix-up, and I guess my wife is going to a party, too, tonight or something. And so we... I don't think this is going to work. Could you just for the show, could you just hold my baby? I'll bring her down. Thank you for coming. If you've ever heard our show or been to our show or anything like that, one of the things we do is come up with really awesome business opportunities. And the problem, or what we've thought about, is that they're usually opportunities for us. They're usually things that can make us money. And we thought today we might, you know, the three of us, turn it around a little bit. It's tough times for everybody. And so we might share a little of our wisdom with you guys. I'm actually not an expert on this, but I just learned that Adam and Merlin are experts on antique appraisal, collections, all kinds of old stuff, things like that. So we thought today we might share a little wisdom with you on that, and also maybe even look at some stuff and give you a little bit of evaluation, and then you can take that wisdom home and look in your closets and maybe find a couple dollars that you didn't know were there. So I'll introduce our first expert. His name is Mr. Merlin Mann. Come up, Merlin.
Now Merlin Mann is coming up to the stage. And he is also carrying a baby, but this baby is a little bit different.
My wife has yoga tonight.
Okay. Are you going to be okay? Okay. Why don't you... Yeah. Yeah. Merlin's...
She hasn't eaten all day.
So just real quick, Merlin, I just learned this tonight. What is your... kind of, what's the origin of your expertise in regards to collections, antiques?
Like anybody, I've enjoyed there's a lot of beer cans and G.I. Joes and pornography about the first ladies and really sheet music, things that are probably beyond repair, violin cases but not violins. And I think that when you have a collection, the idea is that you group it and then you put it someplace and then it has value. And I feel like the economy's not good, you know.
Yeah.
And I want to help people.
I forgot we have another expert. I always forget. So please have a seat. Everybody, it's Adam Lissagor.
Okay, this is great. You can't see this, but Adam's coming on stage with a baby.
There's been a mix-up. I don't have kids. I have a whole raw chicken that I've swaddled in a baby.
Is that for later, or...?
No, is there someone who could watch my chicken? Okay,
that's cool. Keep it cool. That's
yeah,
for the
no,
health.
That one actually does have juices flowing out of it. Yeah, keep it cold. Keep it cold. Yeah. Have a seat. Okay.
My baby hasn't had her shots, and she has a poultry blood allergy.
So, Adam, I forgot to ask you, what's sort of your origin? What's your interest in antiques and old stuff and collections and things like that?
I just collect mostly the things that nobody else pays attention to. I collect I collect other people. I collect friends. I collect just all of these people are in my collection. Pretty
oh, really?
Much. Yeah,
that's nice.
I've appraised all of them separately.
So everybody literally in this crowd has been assigned a dollar value by you.
Yeah.
So like the guy who came early, that guy. How much is he worth? Oh, yeah, that guy back there.
Yeah, he's a bottle of booze guy.
Yeah, no, I know who you're talking about. That's item number 2793. He's a high-dollar item.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, he'll fetch a fair price on the market.
Oh, excellent.
Especially now, I mean, considering...
Will it matter that he's not in his box?
Oh, it doesn't... You know, it's all about presentation.
He's been well loved. It looks like he's been played with a little.
Yeah, you put a little gloss on him, and you know, suckers can't tell the difference.
I like that. I like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you ever assigned a dollar value to us? Are we?
I don't. So and also that one over there is one of my prized.
Okay. That's cool. If you don't want to answer, you can talk later. That's fine.
I'm just curious, when you start something like that, vis-a-vis finding value for friends and people that may not be friends, do you have a sliding scale thing, or do you have is it a magazine for people who do that? Is there scratch marks on a wall? How do you come up with the kind of baseline index for deciding where to...
Just years and years of experience. Some people read the trades. I don't read the trades.
The people trades?
I'll be honest, it's Facebook. I read Facebook.
Oh, okay.
That's that app you have, the How Much Are You Worth? That's literally you just assigning value to people.
Yeah. And in hard times, do you feel like sometimes you might want to convert some of that into like Krugerrands, Bearer Bonds, like McDonald's? Is there a point where you say, this collection's valuable, but I might have to break it up?
No, the trading of people is not something that you really want to... I don't prefer to liquidate people. It gets... Kind of gross.
Mm-hmm. Merlin, are you a collector of anything?
I've collected things. I think sometimes you don't realize you have a collection until it's too late. And you start out and you think that you're just going to get a couple of something, and then you put it in one area, and you know, if you put it in a bag and take it out, it's garbage. But if you put it, you know, in a shelf all in the same area, you know, then it's Spider-Man or something. And I've had stuff like that where I didn't realize it, where I go, I had a little bit of drinking, you know, and I keep these bottle caps, and then that's a pyramid. And then, you know, somebody calls the RA. And I don't always know when it begins that it's going to be that. I haven't really had enough friends to take time to open Excel and kind of break it down, but... I don't know. I think a collection is anything. You say, I've got enough stuff that I want to put this in one place, you know. And I think that's part of what makes it fun, is if you have a collection and people can't see it, you know, then it's just, you know, stuff in boxes. So
you say,
framing.
I'd show you my Coke bottle collection, but it would reduce its value. You looking at it would.
Oh, it's a Schrodinger's cat thing? Is that something?
Yeah, okay. That's right.
That's something.
It's a Heisenberg Cola principle.
Yeah. Well, that's nice.
Well, now you have a background. You obviously enjoy rock music. You're very athletic, and I've seen you dance. And so, what are the kinds of things that you have a little space on your shelf? Let's say maybe it's recycling night. What does Scott Simpson take and turn into the beginning of a collection?
I honestly don't collect anything now. I used to collect coins. I would collect stamps.
Is that which one of those is philately?
It's actually pronounced philately.
Philately.
That's an adverb.
Sure. That's
one of those. There's a word for coin collecting. There's a funny word for coin collecting.
Newsmatics, right? Is that that's
coins?
The coin
that's word? Not. That can't be right.
That's not funny. No.
That's not funny.
No.
No. I tried this.
What's
it's so funny?
Funny. Is,
I've tried to buy I go. Oh, I'm gonna be like postage stamp guy, and I buy a book, and I go. You know, and it's so chaotic. I remember I was 10 and I said, I'm going to become somebody who collects things because that's what the Cub Scout book says you should do. And it sucked.
I think there's a merit badge. There's a collections merit badge.
Lonely polisher. It's like a little guy. It's a little seat by itself and some Brasso and then nobody else. And I would do that and I would get I'd spend some money. I'd buy a space shuttle. And then, but you know what? And inevitably, I'd have to spend the coins on Mountain Dew or use the stamps to mail things. Because, again, I would just go out and buy books of stamps, and I thought that was stamp collecting.
Well, the challenge, too, is that, if you're a stamp collector, if you start collecting stamps for a long time, then you become, have you met my friend Merlin? He's that guy with the stamps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't really start deriving value until I've already kind of bored you with looking at a bunch of stuff at my house. Right? I mean, that's the point when it becomes a thing. And then you only want to meet other people who are doing that, you know?
It's dangerous, because if you start collecting, something on a whim, and then all of a sudden you're the person at the office who collects snow globes, and so when the vice president goes on the trip, he brings back a snow globe for you, and pretty soon you're polishing a desk full of snow globes mm-hmm. from all over the world.
Don't you think that's kind of a gift, though? I think it's a nice thing to do to your friends, to have some kind of a...
Sorry, just real quick, stare down.
Okay.
At this point, Scott and I are staring at each other.
I'm pretty sure I won that.
Yeah, I think you won. You won. Yeah.
For example, let's say you're really into elephants, and like maybe sometime goes, you're 9 years old, what do you want for your birthday? And you go, like, robot. And they go, great, robot. Right? And you know how it is with your family? They get that in their head, and now that you're robot from now on. Like, from now on till the day you die. If you're lucky, you're robot. Like, maybe it's princess, or maybe it's a pony, you know? And then that's the thing, is now your relatives think that's what you are for the rest of your life.
My wife and I call that, I thought you loved syndrome. You know, it's like you go and you show up, and there's a ham and cheese sandwich on the table, and you say, Mom, I've been a vegan for 15... I thought you loved ham and cheese sandwiches.
Have you ever done that, Adam? I mean, Adam, you there was a time when you were a drummer,
yeah,
and you made it easy for your family. You said, yeah, I just want all things. I want to give me douchey fingerless gloves.
Sure,
I want a gong. I want to like lower my IQ. I want a speed pedal.
Yeah, I told them. I mean, it was an easy gift to give when really all I wanted was dirty magazines.
Right.
And for a time, I did actually collect, I collected vintage dirty magazines from the 70s.
That means you've already used them.
Yeah. Well, it means they belonged to my dad before I had them.
Oh, nice.
That's what vintage means. When you read it on eBay, it means...
They call it a seed catalog. Yeah. And have you ever met... I'm curious, though. Have you ever met someone who... I'm not sure, like, in the typical way... I don't know. Do you guys agree with the idea that you get things in a group, you put it on display, you dust it, and that's a collection? Have you met somebody who's really proud of their porn collection? Like, who has it out there and wants to show it to you? Mm.
Everybody's got a friend.
I mean, outside scouts. I mean...
Outside of dad.
Well, you know.
Yeah, there's that guy. You're always friends with that guy, but not really friends with that guy.
Yeah. But have you been approached by that? Or this, like, it's kind of, you know, there's some people who are like, hey, you should check it out. I'm like fixing up a Camaro, or it's like my sister's hot. Or then it's like, you should come over and see my giant amount of things that make me masturbate. You know? And that's, you just don't want that on your calendar, you know?
Or but they try to be high and mightier about it. Like, they don't actually use it for that purpose, right? It's just an art. It's purely a collectible for its artistic value. It's still boobs. They're old fashioned, like 50s boobs maybe, but
right.
You know, they're shaped a little bit differently, you know, sort of more
right.
Projectile. I mean, everybody knows what I'm talking about. I've never seen them in person.
Right.
Yeah. Right. No, none of us has.
No.
So.
No. No. But some people, I think, when you get to collecting, the next thing is you become like indexing your collection guy. You know, like how it's really relaxing to tag your MP3s. You know, I think some people like it is, yeah, it's a little bit about wanting to masturbate. But then the other kind of thing is you just want to like, you want to go to your Excel spreadsheet and you have some milk and that helps you relax. And you can say this is the one with the pointy boobs, you know, and the review of the Marantz, you know. System.
So just real quick, stamps. So just if you're taking notes.
Quickly capture.
Yeah, write this down. Stamps, coins, pornography. And fingerless gloves.
Okay. Mm.
What other categories are there of things that folks here might have in their closets that maybe they have no idea have tremendous amounts of value to someone out there in Japan or Belgium?
Mm. Well, I think eBay's made a lot of people aware of the amount of value that they perceive things in their life having. You know, and I think everything's going to be an heirloom. You know, I've got this thing. I can't clean out my basement because my Action Jackson figure might fetch a very high price. Mm-hmm. You know, in this market, mm-hmm. is that kind of, and that's made people aware of that.
So you're saying movie figurines might be something that has value.
It could be. I think like my deputy dog glass from Arby's. You know, to me that's like a collectible. You know, because I perceive that there's somebody heavy that was going to fill a place on their shelf. You know, and then they'll go back to watching something on Blu-ray, you know, and Excel. So maybe that's something I can sell, you know?
That was big in the early 80s, was the Burger King collectible glass. Mm-hmm. That was our entire, I think, all of the glassware we had was...
Oh, yeah, that's fine china. Most of it has E.T. on it.
Yeah. Well, it has half of E.T. It has E. Because it's been washed so many times in the dishwasher.
Yeah, right.
So just when you degrade something like that, how much generally value does it lose?
I think, doesn't it gain value?
You tell me.
Oh, you say it's got a patina.
Yeah, it's gently used, gently drunk from.
Right. So the more somebody's been sipping out a deputy dog, the more that potentially might bring in an auction.
Well, you ever go to the Army-Navy store and you buy...
The regular one or the Buddhist one?
Not the Buddhist one, the regular one, where you buy jumpsuits or a pea coat maybe. I think it adds value if a pea coat has the name of the soldier who possibly, you know, was...
Died.
I didn't want to say it, but
So he was, Corporal Flincher was buried in this pea coat, and...
And it's still there are still traces of his musk in it.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. So do you capture that musk and save it to sell later with the jacket, or do you just...
I think you just get a form that says that there was definitely musk here last time we...
So you get musk certification.
You get certification, and that's... It's like got a seal, or like it's a notary thing. I don't know.
Right.
But,
right.
I mean, no, I agree. I think it's something where we can help people. And we say that, you know, it's, this is a tough economy, and maybe you're going to go through your closet and find something that, you know, somebody, if they haven't died in it, maybe they will later. Maybe while they're having maybe while they're having a refill on a drink.
Well, that's actually a great point, because there's a lot of stuff that folks perceive as really having no value now, but through let's say a famous person coming into contact with it, or just over time, that thing will become more valuable and will gain collectability later on. Is there a way to identify that stuff early?
Mm-hmm. Are you saying like right now this just seems really stupid, but someday somebody might, you know, pay something for this.
Right. It could come into contact with a famous person, is what you're saying.
Oh, like if you threw it at him.
Yeah, like you could. Sure.
Like it's a Deputy Dog glass that like George Clooney's going to get hit with later today.
Right. Yeah. That adds value.
So it's really almost more like a contract on somebody, or certification, if you like.
Yeah. How much value does something like that add?
Who are you thinking about?
Clooney's a good example.
I like Clooney. I don't know if I'd want Ashton Kutcher, like just for the sake of argument. Yeah. Like somebody, let's say somebody says, I have this Deputy Dog glass, I want you to throw at Ashton Kutcher. Like what would that cost? And I say, I guess it depends how much wear and tear. You know, I don't want his kids to be around or anything. But like, right, kind of, you would say, how's this going to, what piece will this find in my collection?
How do you certify something like that? I guess you have to take a video of it
You talk to the cop.
Do you have to get Ashton Kutcher to say that this is the glass that I was hit by? Like, is he...
No, I think he'd say it to a lot of people probably all at once. And then, I don't know. I don't know. It's a hard time in the economy, and I think everybody loves Deputy Dog. And I think anything we can do to get in front of this and say to people, you know, yes, your closet is going to be clean, and it might involve a soldier dying. And maybe that's something Ken Burns takes, and then you get like a copy of that, you know, in a tote bag.
Oh, that's nice.
It's PBS is, you know, this is not a good time for PBS. You know, maybe PBS gets in front of it. Maybe Susie Orman hits Ashton Kutcher with a glass. Okay? And then maybe there's a doo-wop band.
That becomes a little more interesting, because now you've got both a situation. Yeah, write that down. You've got a situation, and then you've essentially doubled the value of the celebrity, because two celebrities have come in contact with it.
So you're manufacturing celebrity rivals, and that's your collection.
Chomsky, right. Same thing.
Okay, sure.
I think we could do this. So what we do is I think we say to people, okay, what do you have? Does this have anything to do with making me want to masturbate about any of the first ladies? Has it been used to smite anybody who's ever worn a trucker hat or possibly died in a civil war or other war? Mm-hmm. And then if you have a group of those, that's a collection.
That's a collection.
Okay.
Okay.
How does that work for you, Adam? Because you're someone who's evaluated people. How would that fit into your system?
Say again?
Well, vis-a-vis the your need to assign a dollar value, you know, would it help if maybe one of the people had thrown something at Ashton Kutcher?
How many followers?
How many times? That? Okay, we'll check. So like, so let's just say for the sake of argument, about four figures. Low to mid four figures.
That's like a dollar.
Okay. 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 But if you get enough of those, you know, I think there's scale to that.
Yeah.
No.
So you're saying hit Ashton Kutcher with a truck of Deputy
Dog
glasses.
I have nothing against Ashton Kutcher. I've never met the man.
But you're saying you scale, you know, you have a 10,000 of those now are worth a dollar each. You've got...
There's dilution.
Well, no, I'm saying you've killed a person, but you now have 10,000 $1 souvenirs.
Okay. So you're saying potentially you go to something like an Arlington Cemetery, right? With like tools.
Okay.
Okay? And you're saying today it's going to be about pea coats. Mm-hmm. And you're going to try and find, I don't know, some kind of clothing that would like complete your collection, but they don't have to be dead? It doesn't involve always pillaging graves, right?
It would be cooler if they were dead. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, more valuable because, what death is, I mean, sure, death is like the end of life.
Well, here we go.
Yeah, I know.
See, this
it's
is
my thing.
Going
I'm the death
on.
Guy. But, let's break it down for a second, guys. Let's get real. Death is the end of life, but it's also no one is going to throw another glass at Ashton Kutcher. You've essentially, you've ended the potential for those items to become more valuable, or sorry, for there to be more items like that.
Okay.
So you've essentially, you've cut off, it's a limited edition. You've made a limited edition
injury.
Of you know, things that have come in contact with that person.
Well, if you threw it like a pea coat at him, like that wouldn't harm him, but that might still have value.
Right? I don't know. I'm kind of attached to the killing thing now.
All right, we've got stamps. We've got masturbation fingerless gloves, a doo-wop band. We've got something with a tote bag, and Adam's got some Facebook metrics.
That's good stuff. Okay. Yeah, let's take that kind of general miasma of data.
It's pretty good.
check the domain availability on that, and maybe apply that to some stuff that maybe some folks have brought. Has anybody brought anything potentially of value, like an old item?
I see a hand.
Yeah, there's a hand there.
Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, I have something
that I brought. Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Sure. Bring it up. Yeah. Hmm.
Is it an antique?
An audience member approaches the stage carrying a curio.
Maybe there's a mic. There's a mic over there that I think is live. Yeah.
Is this live?
Oh, yeah.
Come on over.
Yeah.
Come on over. Yeah. What's your name?
I'm Jasper.
Jasper.
Hey, Jasper.
Nice to meet you. And what is the item? What's the story? What's the origin?
Well, it's a glass vase. Ooh. This is you know, I don't really know much about it. All I know is that it's been my mom's, and she gave it to me whenever I left to go to school. Yeah. And the only thing I know about it is that her mother had it when she was a little girl.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's all I know about it. Oh, so it's been around.
So it's got some. It's got some sentimental value. That's worthless.
We're just preparing you for all the possibilities.
Jasper, that's a term of art. We'll just keep going.
Right. That's
worthless is just a term we use in.
Sorry, Adam's evaluating the aural properties.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Do you have any sense of where this, who this belonged to before your mother had it?
Well, my mother's mother, so my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
The only other
was she Dutch?
Not Dutch. No, okay. No. She hated the Dutch.
Okay.
Oh, okay. That's no, relevant.
Okay. Really? Did you have any proof of that? And is there any documentation?
Or? A lot of handwriting. Okay.
Hated the Dutch.
The only other thing I know about it is that it was kept in her room. That's it.
Huh.
So it was not something that was out.
A room she slept in.
Yeah. Her okay. Bedroom.
All right.
Mm-hmm. How close to her bed?
Pretty. It was, you know, I mean, not like right. next.
If she
to
was thrashing bed. About from some kind of a fever dream, would she
knock it
down?
No. It was like whenever.
So
the kind of place, like putting on makeup or something, it would be sitting there.
I'm sorry, just real quick before you. So you're suggesting it's possibly a fever dream vase?
Well, I mean, I think we'd have to see it alongside the other four to be sure. But I did detect a little bit of there's a slight scent of cholera and some kind of something I would just describe with respect as vaguely maritime. And I could tell it's very clear to me that she probably did not like Dutch people or any kind of dyke-related European.
She died of cholera.
And
she
died of cholera. Okay,
so that makes sense. Yeah,
Adam, what do you think of the fluting?
That's the by fluting you mean. I know. I mean, I know specifically what you mean, but they probably don't.
I meant in terms of circumference and in terms of tensile strength. What do you think of the fluting?
Don't please don't talk down to me.
I'm sorry. I know.
All right.
You went to fancy Dutch glass evaluation school, and I went to a state school in Florida.
No, this one has really good fluting.
I think it's called cracklings.
The cracklings are all right. I mean, they're nothing compared to the fluting. I don't know if you noticed this, Jasper, but it's got a pink ribbon on it.
Yeah, that,
I didn't see that.
Yeah,
I know that. That's a 1870s cholera awareness ribbon.
Right.
It's a magenta, purplish magenta.
That's right.
Was there?
Well,
right?
that's the prominent color of the blood in the feces of the Dutch vase cholera. Mm-hmm. It's not funny. It's a medical problem. Just in fairness, though, I'm glad. That was a very challenging time for medicine. I think it's an aftermarket ribbon. I don't think that was part of the original.
Yeah, that's but,
no, it's you know, the thing is, it would be hard to say. Adam, you're going to write one down? I'll write mine down.
Yeah, so why don't you guys just real quick write down what you think it is. So item number one, a fever dream vase with a cholera awareness ribbon. Alleged.
I'm going to write mine on a receipt because I didn't know we were bringing paper.
Do you want a pen? You got a pen?
Are you doing, Adam, are you doing yours in guilders or how will you, what would
I was going to do both, but whatever.
Okay. All right, yeah, that's fine. Yeah. That's fine.
Let's do dollars just so that makes sense to the dummies in the crowd.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm going to do mine in Linden dollars. Is that something?
That's from Half-Life.
That joke kills in 2004. Okay, so
more like Atari ET, am I right?
Jasper's item number one. Merlin Man assigns it a value of.
Okay. All right. Do we do it now?
Say it, man.
Okay.
Just do it.
I gave it. I gave it a still water dollars. It says still. It's because I think that's a lot where a lot of the cholera came from.
Mm-hmm. Say that again one more time.
Still water. It's I think that it's hard to get it into an actual U.S. dollar. I would say probably about a quarter.
Okay.
If you have the other four, and if you have any of the samples available in some kind of a period test tube, and you know any kind of a court order against her from the Dutch.
Yeah. Any sort of certification of death by. Disease as well, cholera obviously being the most valuable.
Just blood and the feces.
Okay.
Yeah,
if you had that on a wooden shoe, that's something I could sell today.
Yeah. I love that nursery rhyme. Blood and feces in a wooden shoe.
Bloody feces in a wooden shoe. What's a Dutchman going to do? The shoes go clop. My head goes pop.
The ducks swim around.
Cholera sucks. Clop. There are wise people. They're very tall. They're lanky. You know?
Yeah, they like bikes, which makes me hate them.
Jasper, is this something where is your future going to turn on how well this sale goes? Be honest. I say is when now based on the sale of this, we'll assume for a moment that you don't have the other three Fever Dream complimentary vases. Is this something? Are you going to be funding college? Is this something? Do you need medical care? If you hear that this is not going to fetch a high dollar, is that going to be a problem for you and your family?
Emotionally, with my mother, it probably will cause a rift.
Makes sense.
Okay.
Makes sense.
I'm not going to tell her that because I'm sure she.
Okay.
So it's going to come out of your pocket, basically.
It basically, it's going to be the end of.
You're going to have to make up the difference between what she perceives and. Okay, so if you have a perception vase, that's something you could bring in, and we could.
That's true.
Yeah.
Adam,
I'm going to say I like it. I'm going to say $10,000.
$10,000.
Yeah.
Okay. So that gives us an average of.
I like Jasper.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Jasper too.
I see why you don't do this for a living anymore. So that's an average value then, if my quick math is correct, of $4,999.87. 87 and a half cents. Okay, so 87 cents.
That's pretty good. Nice job, Jasper.
Okay. We're just gonna verify. We're gonna hold on to this for external
verification. Don't worry, you'll
get it back. You'll get it back. Anybody else? Just I don't know. Did anybody else bring anything like that? Maybe a potential. Come on up.
Oh boy, look at that.
Ooh.
Oh goodness.
I'm already feeling good about this.
Hi. Okay. So you may have to turn the microphone on. I'm not sure.
Switch. Professional.
Okay. Hi. What's your name?
Hi. My name's Tara.
Tara. Hi, Tara.
Hi, Jasper.
And, this is. This is Road Monkey.
Road Monkey.
Found him on the road.
Oh, you found him on the road.
I thought it was a bit squirrel.
Okay. And so you got out to give him a proper burial.
Right. See if he might be a cuddly toy for someone.
I was riding by, and then he wafted in a very unsquirrel-like way.
Okay.
So I knew it wasn't, and I knew he needed rescuing.
Right. Well, let's take a look. Road Squirrel is... this is Rhodes, like the scholar, or
on the road, because you can just pass it down.
Actually, yeah,
if you could, that's fine. I'm cool.
I washed him a lot.
Yeah, just right there.
I don't remember what was happening right here, but we were doing something pretty amusing.
Fair enough.
I really
limber.
Have washed him a number limber. Of times.
Look at that.
Oh, I see. It's got still got the original stippling.
That is lovely. Gosh.
Adam, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yes.
Ribbon.
Sorry. What are we thinking?
Rib. it's wearing a clearly distinctive ribbon or scarf.
A kerchief. Yeah.
It's roadkill awareness.
Mm-hmm.
It's wearing a. That is prescient.
Yeah, it's bitterly ironic, and I think it really says that none of us today really know when we're gonna be, roadkill. Yeah. You know, get in front of this stuff. Get a scarf.
Get a scarf.
Okay. And so, Adam, can you tell like roughly what period Road Monkey are we talking about here? Just from what era?
When he met his maker?
Well, just when he, well, like maybe when he was originally, you know.
Yeah, no, clearly manufactured some point in the early to late 20th century.
Okay.
Okay, write that down real quick. Okay.
Sort of.
No fingerprints. Sort
of, yeah.
Well, I mean, you guys are laughing, but I think it's what's hard to understand about our work is that sometimes we have to make educated guesses. And so Adam looks at this and you say, oh, 100 years, that doesn't seem so great. But for example, clearly. To me, this was not made, for example, during the Roman Empire. So that's something where we can bring that down a little
bit. That's
true.
That's
right.
So
there's no columns or there's no vomit on it. And we know, for example, that it doesn't appear to be a Durer triptych because there's only one monkey instead of three. And this is how we operate. Am I I just want to give you some of the texture. We don't pull this stuff out of our ass.
Right. No. This is science ish.
Good ass, by the way. Look at that.
Look at that.
That's a high quality ass.
That's monkey ass right there.
Do you have the original apple bottom jeans that this comes with? No. Okay, so you're sure you didn't sell those separately because there was that, you remember the thing in the news
about. I do remember that, and they had the recall. But do you collect monkey pants in general, or is this something where you just have the one unit, the one pantsless monkey unit?
I started with the one monkey,
okay.
But since he's aged a bit, you might have noticed in the nose area especially.
I see.
I saw that stippling. Stippling?
Yeah. I thought that was a Stevie Nicks kind of thing.
Well, I was thinking that I could maybe knit him a mustache.
Don't do that.
I would say, to be honest, I would knit the mustache separately and let us look at that.
Yeah.
Because...
What I'm just now noticing about this particular road monkey is that look, he does a little dance.
Oh, cute! There he goes, dancing around the room. Road monkey.
Monkey.
He's got really long arms, almost as if they were legs.
So so guys, what do you think? Early to mid to
well,
late.
Look what else he can do. That's exciting.
Oh, that value went way up. I think that's inspirational.
Mm. What's that called? Philately? Philately?
Self-philately. It's like collecting coins.
Yeah, auto-philately.
That's when you decide. you spend a penny and then keep it.
Stamps about cars.
That's right.
That's a Talking Heads album.
It is, actually. Yeah, disjointed hip.
Boom, boom, boom. They're coming so fast. You'll listen to it again and you'll be like, I can't believe I missed that. Why didn't I laugh? So, guys, what do you think?
So, just quickly. So, we know it's an auto-philating, non-pantsed... non-Jesus crucifix road monkey with or without aftermarket mustache and scarf awareness scarf?
Yep, that's right.
Okay. You don't have the original high-heeled shoes that came with this monkey, do you? Don't pretend, Adam. Don't pretend.
All right, what do you give? Write down your value, guys, right. Experts.
Is
let's go.
Which is before or after the autophilately?
This is knowing everything
okay,
we know.
We're not going to assume that he always can lick his own stamps.
Merlin?
Can I give a range?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to say from $5 to $5 bajillion.
Okay.
Or very little.
Okay. Adam?
I'm gonna say 10,000 again. I'm just throwing 10,000.
I should have said 10,000. I wanted to cover my tracks.
So that averages out to if you say take a median of the 4,980 dollars and 77 cents. Mm-hmm. Pretty good though.
Pretty good
from Road
nice
Monkey.
Price, yeah.
I mean, it's not mint, but it's a monkey.
Well right. Done. Thank you.
Thank
nice
you.
Nice job, Tasker.
Sorry, we're just going to hold on to it for...
We're going to hold your mic for a minute.
Is the mic off?
Right. Yeah, she did it.
So we've got... wow, so interesting.
Good stuff. That's the thing about collecting is that you never... People bring stuff that you never really would have expected. We expected things that have value.
Right.
And you really...
Not even, not
really
even value so much as something that's maybe just something somebody else would want.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's hard without seeing the whole collection. Now, I have a feeling that she's probably got maybe like a whole, like kind of like a half bath of her house that's just full of road monkeys.
Anybody else? I think we have time for one more if anybody wants to, if anybody by any chance. Oh
fell in front.
Sorry, you could just put, yeah. Oh. Does she wake up? Is she good?
No. Okay. Yeah. She's down for the night.
She's such a good sleeper.
Should we sing her our Dutch lullaby?
Oh, do you remember how it goes?
Sure. Clogs and feces.
Clogs and feces. It's the relaxing song that helps your species. If your dike has broken, go to Holland, you'll be token.
That's a Wayne Brady level right there. Wayne Brady level, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Raymond,
okay.
How's it going, Jasper?
Welcome. Nice to
meet you. Jim Purs? Purs Jam?
Ray Rasper. Rasper.
Ah, Rasper.
Okay, Rasper, what'd you bring?
Rascal.
Ooh. Here's to be a, it's an old,
Wait a minute.
One of those
Hang
new,
on.
Those,
Hold
saltines.
On. Shh. Okay. Don't move. Bring it over here.
Which one? Don't move or...
Literally stand there.
I'm saying, do not move a muscle.
And please stop talking.
Stop talking and bring it over here right now. Okay, I take the first part back, and I underline the second part.
But definitely don't talk.
You can come a little faster. We don't have that
okay.
much time.
Let's yeah. go.
This
oh.
is fantastic.
Oh.
So I'm just gonna very. Very quickly, I'm going to describe it. It's a premium saltine crackers tin. I don't know anything about antiques, so I don't know when it's from, but that's what I'm looking at. It's about the size of a cracker tin, mm-hmm. and it's...
Does that include the lid?
It includes the lid. It's the markings are in apparently in English. Hmm. Oh, no, I'm wrong.
Oh, yeah, galletas.
Galletas saltinas.
Saltinas.
Right.
I'm surprised that there isn't a R&B song called Piso Mojado yet. Speaking of other languages.
Is that right?
I just thought of it when I saw the sign. I just think Piso Mojado. It just sounds romantic.
Que es la significa de Piso Mojado?
Wet floor, right? It's the scene on the bathroom.
Right.
It's a euphemism for...
Yeah.
Oh,
just like is that right?
For watering your lawn.
Road okay. monkey.
Yeah. Gasolina.
Okay, so...
That's extraordinary. This is, they call this ephemerabilia, right? And that's where you've got something that nobody wanted at the time, and now nobody wants it. And you get that, and if it's square, and it's something that you can put on a shelf, and maybe you put your big gym doll in it, or maybe you put all like your rejection letters from like some kind of science fiction magazine. But this is something that can be very valuable. It used to have food on it, and maybe a family had this in their house for a while. I'm not sure if this like I'm not sure that this is the original lid.
It may not be. It may okay. not be.
Has anybody? Let me ask you this: is it Tim Jazz? Okay, Tim Jazz. Has anybody opened this? How long has it been?
You know, honestly, I have no idea. I was waiting outside, and okay. some guy just handed it to me.
Oh, I mean, well. Okay. So you don't know the provenance of this?
I know literally nothing about it.
Oh wow. Okay. Hmm. Should we evaluate this before or after?
Should we open it?
Well, I'm just thinking. We maybe you know. Do we want to think about maybe two values? And I'm just saying, if it's a
smart,
you know,
smart,
again,
let's do it.
It's you Very know smart. Heisinger's uncertainty cat. And or that's Schroeder Beethoven box. And if we go and we know what's in there afterward, you know, that's like a whole Ayn Rand thing, right? We need to make an evaluation before it's open, right?
Let's do it. Let's
Free
do
will.
It.
Okay.
Write them down. Before.
Oh. Okay. So we're making an evaluation.
It's a black box.
Based on what we think might be in it.
That's right.
Sure.
God, I hope it's crackers.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to open it. Ready, guys?
It's not crackers.
There's no crackers.
Same?
There's not even like hobo pants in there. There's like nothing in there.
What?
No. That's not to say. No, the thing is, I think actually that's... So there's nothing inside. I mean, per se. There's nothing that we can see inside of there. You know, maybe... it's a box. I've got a number.
Okay. What's your number, Merlin?
10,000.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. No writing. Adam, what's your number?
That was a good guess, but it's all at the same time, such a terrible guess. Okay. Because it's worth nothing.
Okay. Can I change mine to $1?
$1. Okay, $1.
Because that way it overbids all. Showcase.
See now. I played a trick on you.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, you made me not care?
Yeah, no. It's 10,000. The correct answer is 10,000.
You know what that means?
Better, what?
If you value it at $10,000 and you value it at $10,000, the premium saltine crackers tin and its owner, Tazper Rand, is the winner.
Ayn Rand Per.
Do we have a prize? Hug from Jordan
prize?
Morris. Hug from Jordan Morris.
All right.
Yay.
First of all, can we get a big hand for Tim Jazz?
Yeah.
He's going to hold on to that.
That's tremendous. Yeah, there's your prize. That's right. No, really, I don't want to see any daylight. Get in there. Yeah?
Let's go. Yeah.
All right, good enough.
This has been Thanks, You Look Nice Today, featuring Only Sandwich, Scott Simpson, and Hot Dogs Ladies. Thank you.
There you go. Now that was pretty fun. Now go listen to the other half of Monsters of Podcasting, Jordan, Jesse, Go. You can find it at MaximumFun.org. It's really funny. Like, really funny.